Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, if you're wondering, I finally have an answer. 3 days. That's how long it took. 3 days for me to kind of lose my mind a little bit without Brooke and seeing her every morning and having that sort of human connection every day. I'm not proud of it. I'm surprised it was as little as that, but it's sort of sunken in. It's not even just about the fact that she knows how to push all the buttons and run a technically smooth breakfast show for 3 hours. It's the friendship. I'm going to say it. I don't mean to be too sappy here, but it is taking a toll on my life, I think, beyond that. Last night, I've got a new housemate, Lisa. She just started a new job in the Riverland. She's doing that very classic thing that you do, or you might do, when you start a new job, and you may be working slightly longer hours than you normally would. You're taking a little bit longer, working a little bit harder, struggling to learn. So she's had a couple of late nights. Maybe she's getting home at 6 o'clock instead of 4 o'clock. And usually I give her a text and like, hey, you know, you're doing all right. It's not worth it. You can just come home. It's you know, we've all been there. Last night, texted her at 6. I think I said something maybe a little bit sappy like, hey, I miss you. Hope you're having a good day. No response. Try a little bit later, 7 o'clock, just saying, hey, just let me know where you are. You should have been home 3 hours ago. And that's all it took, again, for me to completely lose my mind. By 4 o'clock, by 8 o'clock, I probably made about 4 phone calls, missed calls, not going through. I went for a drive around Renmark to her office to see if the lights were on. Then just a few laps of Main Street. Drove past the club. Wondering if I could recognise her car, thinking, all right, maybe she's out to dinner or something. Completely unhinged behaviour. Turns out she was just at a council meeting and was following it for work, just doing an interview, had her phone off because she was in a meeting. Of course. Not a lot holding me together these days. Of course, I should probably point out the number for Headspace in Berry, 8582 4422. Feel free to have a chat. Hopefully, trending up next will return a sense of normalcy to my life.